Oh, it's great. I mean, it's been a tough season. I mean, yeah, it's not a win for me. It's a win for our footy club. We've done a lot of heavy lifting early in the season. Clearly haven't played a home game yet. But all our staff and players have been so positive and trying to constantly improve. So they deserve this. Yeah.
Now, it sounds like he wasn't overly enthralled, Justin Longmuir. Justin, the coach of the Fremantle Dock. It sounds like he wasn't that pumped that they finally got the first win on the board. I'm sure
I like
within
that,
the rooms,
I like
there
that.
Would have been a little bit more joy from the coach, Justin Longmuir. Why did you like that, Rammer?
Well, because it's a win. Okay, who have we got next week now? We're moving on to next week. So
let him have a bit of fun, mate.
Of course you do, but it shows there's bigger fish to fry, and he knows what the aim is with this team. He knows they're developing in facets of the game, but there's a lot of work to be done, and he's quite aware of that.
It's all very well and good, but I reckon after not winning one until this point, you enjoy that one. I reckon David Mundy might have enjoyed it, the Fremantle midfielders. Been around for a long time. He knows what it's like to win and lose and back up again the next week, and I'm sure he had a smile on his face yesterday. He joins us on The Breakfast Club. David, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you have a smile on your face?
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice to get off being our win ledger for the year, and it's taken a bit longer than we would have liked, and even round five has taken a bit longer to get to than we all would have liked, but yeah, it was nice to get a win, and JL's first win as head coach.
Psychologically, from the group's perspective, I want to talk about JL shortly, but psychologically from the group's perspective, does it ease the collective tension around the place?
I think it gives us a little bit of reward for effort. The games we've had, particularly up in Queensland, but even round one, many moons ago, we've put parts of our game together, and ultimately just had lapses of concentration and execution in games, which has ultimately cost us. So I think to kind of get over the line and get our first win for the year, it gives us a bit of belief. But in saying that, we've had really positive signs within most of our games, within aspects of what we're trying to do.
How do you find, Dave, your role this year? Because obviously you're not at the start of your career, but I was interested to watch you yesterday, particularly with Nat not playing, whether you get a bit more midfield time, and you had 17 possessions after half time. So you clearly can still do it in the midfield, but you do spend a bit more time in the forward line. So explain a little bit about your role. And how much you're enjoying it, seeing the kids coming through?
Yeah, it's my role is an evolving thing, and the possessions and the stats are just an outcome of work rate, getting into the right positions, and myself and my coaches feel like that I've been doing that for all the most of the games this year. So it's nice to get on the end of some, but most of the midfielders now are kind of rotating through a few positions, trying to give ourselves a bit more time on ground and exposure to some different areas of the ground. And as you say, to see the young guys coming through and to step up each week and getting a little bit more confident in their own ability and understanding AFL football and the game a little bit more each week is great to see.
And so the extension of that question is to talk about Andrew Brayshaw. And it felt like yesterday may have been his breakout game. He had 23 disposals. And as you said, it's not just about disposals, but he looked composed with the ball, sort of some game-breaking type moves. He looks the player that I think Fremantle fans have been waiting for a little while with him.
Yeah, I think what Andrew does really well is he gets himself, gives himself the best chance within the game and within training to get the most out of himself. He works really hard. And he's a line of ball player. He's really tough, puts his head over it. So he gives himself every chance, both with his preparation and within games. And, I think yesterday was a really good sign for him, a really big step forward.
Dave, I'm just interested back on Justin Longmuir. Obviously, you had Ross Lyon as a coach for so long, and Ross probably preached more of a defensive side of the game. How difficult, how good has it been to maybe open the shackles a little bit with a more offensive game? And how long has it taken the playing group and the club to be able to do that?
We're an evolving beast. We understand that we're on a bit of a journey and we're kind of at the beginning of that phase in many respects. But Justin's been great. He's really emphasised right from day one to really back ourselves in with our skills and trying to, you know, potentially take the slightly harder target or to take the game on a little bit more once we win it. But that's certainly not at the cost of the defensive side of the game. He's a really well-balanced coach. Yeah, I think as we kind of work through our story and our transition into the team that we want to be, we'll see both sides of our game really evolve and transition into what we hope that they can be.
Now, you're a veteran of hub life at the moment, the way it is. We've got 10 Victorian clubs moving now, so they're going to experience it. What advice would you give those Victorian clubs that are moving into hubs over the over this coming week?
Our experience has been really great. The AFL and you know, the Queensland government and our football club have done a really great job setting us up here. It's been, to be honest, really smooth and a really easy process to work our way through. On a personal level, that's been made really easy by my wife back home. Has done an amazing job looking after our kids, and there's been absolutely no worries or hassles coming from back home, so I've had no stresses on a personal front. But, at club level, it's been a really great experience for us. We've really enjoyed our time up here. Certainly hasn't been an issue.
David Mundy from Fremantle has joined us on the Breakfast Club on a Monday morning.
So from your normal program that you would normally do at home when you're back in WA, are you finding yourself doing more football work within the hub, more meetings within the hub, or are you still being allowed the free time and freedom that you want to do other things?
No, we've been really conscious right from the get-go to keep our program as is. The only difference is that we're all living in the same hotel, essentially. And so there's a bit more face time with guys outside of meetings and trainings, which for our group has been a real positive. We've got a largely really young group who are developing and trying to find their way, and to have that kind of social time together has been of real benefit for us. So it certainly hasn't been more football stuff lumped on just because we're here and we're together. It's been really conscious of letting us kind of switch on and get our football stuff done to the best of our ability, but then having that time to switch off and get up about our lives.
David, I've been thinking about Fremantle a lot through the build-up to the year and then through the 12-week hiatus, and we're trying to work out what success looks like for your football club this year. Have you got a measure of what it does look like? A new coach, a relatively, very young, inexperienced group compared to a lot of teams in the competition. What does it look like from your perspective?
I think our issue kind of at the start of the season has been the consistency throughout games. We've seen we've had 5 10-minute lapses where teams have been able to really dominate us out of stoppages and with ground position and being able to kick some really easy, quick goals. So I guess first and foremost, that's our primary focus, is to get on top of those kind of shifts of momentum and not allow those lapses of concentration to happen where we really fall off our game. And, what that leads to, I'm not too sure, but I think we've seen the other side of the coin as well, where we've clicked and we've got everything kind of working and we're working really well together, and we've seen a really powerful brand of football. So ideally we can push our good side of our game a lot more and try and limit those lapses as best we can.
And did Justin smile at any stage after the game?
Yeah, no, he was happy in the rooms after the game. He met all the boys in the race as we were coming off. So he was quick to get down there and help celebrate. We couldn't quite get him in the middle of the circle to sing the song and give him a powerhouse shower. But, it's great. It's great for us. It's great for him and our club. And I'm stoked to have been a part of his first win as a head coach.
Have you got your whole squad there?
Yeah, most of our guys, yeah. Joel Hamling's gone home now. But, most of us are up here and really enjoying our time.
I'm going to get exposed for asking this question, but how many games did you play with Justin at Freo? Did you get any?
Yeah, quite a few. We played a few years together. I started my AFL career here. My first game was in 2005, so Justin and I had played a few games together before he retired.
Yeah, so what did you always think he would be a coach? And then the second part of that is, how important is it to have a former Freo player come back and coach the footy club? Is it a nice sort of warm, fuzzy feeling for the footy club?
I'm not too sure about if I ever thought Justin would be a head coach. In many respects, he's the same kind of person, same personality. He's obviously just changed a little bit. But, yeah, in terms of football, Fremantle people coming back, it's great. We've got a few that feel them now with Peter Bell and Josh Carr as well, coming back, being really key figures within our football department. So it's certainly nice to have Fremantle people, but I think above that, they're very good operators, what they do and how they're going about it is really beneficial for our group. So I think that's the most important aspect.
He used to try and punch me up all the time, Josh Carr. Very annoying. Very annoying man. Before I let you go, Nat Fyfe, the skipper, is he going to play next week or has he got another week or two on the sidelines?
I think he'll be a relatively good chance. He has to obviously get through a bit of work, but I think he's fairly confident that he's going okay in his rehab and he's progressing pretty well. So it might be a little bit touch and go later in the week, but I'd say that he may get up, which is not really an answer, I'm sorry.
But you're not a physio either, so I'm prepared to give you a bit of slack on that one. Dave, we always appreciate your company. It's been great to watch you through your career, and well done to you and the boys on the win yesterday. Good luck against the Saints next Saturday at Metricon.
Cheers. Thanks for having me, guys.